Pardon?
About Mr. Feaster, what I said.
Well, number one, I'm not against West Point Transmission or West Point Partners. I think that what they're trying to do in terms of underground transmission lines is a vast improvement over what we've seen over the last 50 years in overhead transmission lines. And we're going to get something coming through here one way or another. And this, to me, is a better alternative. However, I know everybody is upset about the route. Quite frankly, when they approached me originally, the route was to go down Second Street.
Boy, I'm glad you brought it.
And no problem. I'll be honest. So they asked me for alternative routes that I suggested. And we're starting at Leeds Athens Road, and we're ending up down at Peckham. And one of the choices amongst many that I suggested to them was along Vernon Street. So that doesn't mean that I think that's the best route. That doesn't mean I think thought it was the best route then, but it was an alternative. I don't share the general concerns about the health of the health issues that are connected in some people's minds with the transmission line. This is not a new technology. It's existed for a number of years in areas with far denser populations than the village has. So for me, that's kind of off the table. Now, I'm not saying you guys are wrong. I don't know, but I just from what I've read, I don't see that as an issue. I am very concerned about the interplay between the various utilities that the village already has in the streets and how that's going to work, and water services and things like that. A lot of the little practical details I'm extremely concerned about. And I'm also concerned about our future in terms of new infrastructure like natural gas. I mean, is this going to overly complicate our efforts to bring natural gas throughout the village? And then finally, I mean, I've kept my options open on this because I want to see the overall picture. I want to gauge people's support or lack of support for the project. But I also want to see what are the overall benefits for the town and the village. I mean, do the overall benefits play a part in this, or is the project just so, is everybody just so antagonistic towards the project that they don't care if you gave us $1 million a year in taxes, it still wouldn't be worth it to you. Well, as a manager of the village budget, unfortunately, I have to think about things like that. I don't enjoy necessarily thinking about them, but I have to think about them. And so I'm keeping some of my options open on that, but along with Supervisor Palmateer, I'll do everything I can to try to find another route for this project. And you know, I think it can be done. I think there are certainly options that have been advanced previous to tonight and tonight that can work. So anyway, that's my position. Thank you.